I'll just say a few words about adjuvants. So adjuvants are added to vaccines for many reasons, but primarily to make the vaccines work. And as we enter the next decade, and we're trying to make vaccines against malaria, TB, HIV, GBS, RSV, it is extremely likely that these are going to require adjuvants. And yet, every time we add an adjuvant to a vaccine, the people that are using the vaccine look at it, and if there's an adverse event, we know what they're going to say. It's the adjuvant that caused that adverse event. And we've seen clinical studies in the past where a single adverse event has been blamed on the adjuvant in the development trials, and things come to a standstill while we go in and spend many years trying to investigate, is the theoretical immunostimulation induced by that adjuvant responsible for the adverse event? Now, over the years of GACS, over the last 15 years, we've seen many accusations. I'm going to begin off with aluminium. So this was accused of causing macrophagic myofasciitis. And yet, this complex word typically only occurs many years after a potential administration of the aluminium. And as we go forwards with the immunostimulators like MPL, like the saponins, we are likely to see every time that there is an association, be it temporal or not temporal, the first accusation is it is the adjuvant. And yet, without adjuvants, we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. So the challenge that we have in front of us is, how do we build confidence in this? And the confidence, first of all, comes from the regulatory agencies. I look to Marianne. When we add an adjuvant, it's because it is essential. We do not add adjuvants to vaccines because we want to do so. But when we add them, it adds to the complexity. And I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines. And the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so. Lesson two is, if you're going to use an adjuvant, use one that has a history of safety. And lesson three is, if you're not going to do that, think very carefully.